Welcome to the West Highland Way Race Podcasts. I'm John Kinniston, and this is episode 63. Recording this on Wednesday, the 11th of June. So the West Highland Way race for 2014 is just about 10 days away. So getting very close for those runners. So if you're doing the race this year, I hope everything's going well and everything's in place, that you've met with your support team, you've got things in order and you know what's happening and you're all ready to get going at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 21st of June. This will be the final podcast I'll do before the race. And I just wanted to catch up with three out of the four that we've been following. Spoke to Matt Williamson last week in the podcast. And then this week I'm chatting to Fiona Rennie, Amanda Hamilton, and then Johnny Rowan. And just to get a bit of a feel of how their training has gone over the past few weeks as they've built up. And also just wanted to find out from them what they plan to do for this final week. And also what they plan to do on the Friday before the race, starting on this early Saturday morning. So I hope you enjoy this last podcast before the race starts. I'm also planning to try and see if I can get some clips during the weekend. I'll be at the registration and around the race. So I'm going to see if I can just catch up with a few people, particularly those that we've been following. And certainly at the end at the prize giving, just to get a bit of a sense of how the race has gone for each of those that we've been following. So enjoy this episode as I chat with Fiona, Amanda and Johnny. Right, it's now Wednesday evening, the 11th of June. So the West Highland Way race is just over a week and a few days. So we're about 10 days away. And I thought for this final podcast before the race, we'd just catch up with our the three of the four that we've been following, Fiona, Amanda and Johnny. Fiona here. So thanks again for doing this, Fiona. The last one we did was the 30th of April. So that was about 7 weeks ago. It was after the fling. So can you think back, how's your training gone over this past 7 weeks?
It has gone pretty well. But after the thing, I wasn't sure how tired I might be, but I wasn't too bad at all. I was prepared in case I was, but a fortnight after the thing, Polly and I went up to Drumnadoch for a few days, and we ended up covering 50 miles over 4 days, probably including a week anyway. I mean, the longest one was 19 miles. I was a 15 on a Saturday, an 8, 19 and an 8 over the 4 days. I felt pretty good. Got a bit tired, but I mean, you can't expect not to when you're running that distance, but I felt I was moving well, no nickels at all, just a build up of the tiredness over the 4 days, and kept it a fine steady pace. And the following week after that, we were up at Sky it was Alex's presentation weekend. We had a couple of quality runs there, not great distance, but one of them, Paul and I just picked a path near Searham. It was a well-marked path, but I had no maps or anything, and just trotted along, and it got really, really quite steep. I'm not sure. We were over 1,000 feet of climbing when we checked the Garmin, and we were up in the clouds, and I thought, well, just wearing lightweight jackets, I thought, well, we'll turn round, because we didn't. Well, we just thought we were going for a bit of a low-level run. We thought, well, we weren't really equipped for the weather being, you know, up at the top. But it was after checking the Garmin on my laptop later, it looked like we were halfway up through Alistair, which is, I think, the biggest Monroe on Sky. So we thought, well, this is where we didn't go to the top. But I had, and then coming home from Skye, we stopped at Alton Bay and had a wee run up the Devil. I took a left at the top up the wee hill and back down again. I mean, only about 4 miles, but just a nice wee scamper on the hills, running most of it. So it was quality stuff. I've covered, well, since January, I'm quite pleased. I've covered over 800 miles in training. So, I mean, not as much as some folk, but I mean, I think it'll stand me in good stead.
Excellent, well done. And then the other thing I thought, have you got plans for this next week? So I say the race is about 10 days away. Do you have a taper? What do you tend to do for these last few days before the race?
Well, if it wasn't for the Skye Half Marathon, I probably wouldn't go as far. But we've been going up to Skye for the Half Marathon since 1994, I think, yeah. And it's just tradition. Now, we can't not go up. I wouldn't race it. I haven't got the ability to race that distance. It's too short and fast for me. But it's a lovely social weekend. A lovely scenery, and a nice quality last run, and I'll probably be over 2 hours, or around 2 hours anyway, and just enjoy a few pints with friends on the Saturday evening. And the Friday beforehand, I'm afraid we need to sort of get some carbs in before the race.
So is that a race you've done every year since
94? Not every year. The year I was pregnant, Em was born in August. I didn't run that year, but I still went up for the weekend. And I think we missed another one. I think I've missed 3 altogether since then. I had a bad back 1 year. I still went up for the weekend, but I didn't run the half. Oh, sorry. I was saying we've been staying in the same B&B every time as well. We've got quite a nice family that we stay with, and they ask me how my daughter's getting on, with her grandson, the same age. It's just nice catching up with them.
I know my friend Stevie Hards, he always runs with you as well, doesn't he?
We usually get fly out the pub together on the Saturday night.
And then what about the rest of next week? Would you run again before the race from the half marathon?
I'll run on Tuesday night with a friend at the club, but it'll just be a nice easy 4, nothing more than that.
Yeah.
And that'll be my last run. I won't run after Tuesday.
Then the other thing, Fiona, I was interested in finding out from you is how you use that Friday. In the last podcast, I shared some thoughts about what I do, what I've done. And I thought it'd be helpful with your experience of running 9 West Highland Ways. That Friday, it's quite a difficult day, isn't it? In that the race doesn't start till 1 o'clock in the morning. So do you try and sleep? Do you try and rest? What do you do? So can you just tell us a little bit about how you use that Friday?
Well, I make sure everything is organised by Thursday. So I've got maybe just a couple of little bits and pieces, but everything is sorted, organised. My stuff's bagged up, my food's ready, all my clothes are in bags and labelled for what checkpoint I want them or whatever. So Friday, I just rest. I maybe watch a bit of telly. I think 1 year I watched all the Lord of the Rings films. And I maybe sort of go to bed, have a doze. Oh, I'll do my nails. I would do a nice race manicure. Maybe 1 year I did every nail a different colour, and just waiting, get my feet up as much as possible. Maybe check my gear a few times as you do, but I always have a big list, everything's written down, so I can tick it off on this Thursday so that nothing's forgotten. So it's just a case of waiting and eating and sleeping.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't think you sleep much, but just lying resting, I'll maybe have some gentle music on my iPod and go to bed for a couple of hours in the afternoon. I'll have my tea, and then I think we usually leave about 9 o'clock. I'll maybe have another wee extra bowl of porridge at about 8. And that's it. And it's just a long day just waiting.
Yeah, it is. It was quite interesting because I did the Hardmoors race a few weeks ago, and that one started at 8 a.m. And
I
must admit, I preferred that. I got up at 6 o'clock, had some breakfast, put the tent down, and then started running. It did mean, though, that you went into the dark after, 14 hours of running. So that was harder. Whereas, at least in the West Harlem Way, you get the darkness out at the beginning. But there again, if you're going through a second night, then you've got dark in the other end as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. I have finished in the dark. I think was it about 3 o'clock was my earliest finish. That would have been. But I have gone seen daylight again. I've done live more in the dark, and I've done it in the daylight, and I'm daylight for my second day.
Yeah, it's amazing now, isn't it? Because it's, you know, we're doing this at 9:15. It's still bright sunshine, it's light until 11 o'clock now, isn't it? And then it starts getting light about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So you've only got really 4 or 5 hours of darkness for the race. So that's good.
But that's what Colin said last night, was when it's so light at night, it just makes her all excited.
Yeah.
Because she's just thinking of the race.
The race is coming.
Even though she's not running it this year, she still gets a sort of buzz from, look how light that is. You know what time's coming up.
Yeah. No, that's great. Okay, so what about the race itself? What sort of plan have you got for the race? Have you got splits you're gonna try and keep to, or what's the strategy for Fiona this year?
Right. Well, I'm just going to run and enjoy is the plan. But for my team, I've picked my 2012 race time. That was 28:59:59. Wow. I thought that's probably quite a realistic. I thought I would like to do under the 30 hours.
Yep.
So to pick 29 hours is I'm hoping a realistic goal. Although what I've done, I've got my PB split beside it. Just for a check. I mean, no pressure. If I have to take 34 hours 59 minutes. That's what I'll do, and I'm not going to stress the times. I just want to enjoy it. But I think it's good to have a goal planned. And if I'm faster than that'll be a bonus.
Yeah.
And if I'm slower, well, I'll still finish. But
does it feel very special, this one, with the because this is your 10th? Does it feel different to the others?
I'm just really looking forward to just the thought of standing under the tunnel with my guy. just being there. So I mean, if you see me with a bite after the wind or with tears streaming down my face, it's just sheer pleasure. It will be. I'm just really looking forward to it all. I know it's going to hurt, but you can't expect to run that far without it, but I mean, it's going to be a pleasure, especially after last year, and missing it. So I think being 10 is special, but after last year, it's like the icing on the cake, the sparklers, the fireworks, whatever. It will be rather, rather special.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you saw Vicky Hart's blog yesterday.
I did.
But she put something on of 5 women and 5 men that have inspired her, and we both get a mention, you and me. it was nice because obviously she put you as someone who has really inspired her, the way that you've kept going. Obviously the different illnesses you've had and the way you've battled through those. And I think, Fiona, I know I speak for lots of people who are just really excited for you. The fact that you are back running and able to do it again this year after not being able to complete last year and not run. So we're all very much supporting and looking forward to seeing you get your 10th goblet.
Oh, and that really, really does make a difference. It really helped me over this past 18 months. knowing that folk are supporting me, it really has made a big, big difference. It's kept my head up the whole time, knowing that they're behind me. And it'll be the same during the race. If I'm sort of having a struggle, I know there are people with me. You know.
Yeah.
That really helps.
No, definitely. Yeah. We've also been asking on these, Fiona, each time, just on a scale of 1 to 10, where your fitness is. Now, you started off, I think you were about 4, and it's crept up a little bit. So where would you put your fitness now with a week to go?
Well, I'm not really worried about fitness. As best as I can be, I think I'm still not as recovered. I'm still not as strong as I was before.
Yeah.
But I know how to go with what I've got. But on a scale of 1 to 10, for me doing this, it's going to be a 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, there's nothing going to hold me back.
No.
I might be slow, but I'll get there.
Yeah. And I think, Fiona, that's one of your strengths, your ability to be able to keep going. And I know you're not even contemplating not finishing, and that'll get you through. And those tough times, you'll be able to battle through those because you've done it before and you know you can do it again.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just really, really looking forward to it. In fact, yesterday when I was sitting with my sheep, and I had the splits of all my 9 previous races. Just out of curiosity, I added them all up. And my nine West Highland race have taken me 11 days, 5 hours and 1 minute.
Brilliant, yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of time, isn't it, spent on one track. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. Well, look, I look forward to seeing you in Mulgaia next Friday, and I'll be following your progress throughout the day and looking forward to welcoming you in at Fort William sometime on Sunday. Hopefully, hopefully early morning.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. And thanks so much for sharing these podcasts over the last few months. I know it's been helpful to people just following and seeing what you're doing and passing on some of the information. So have you got a final tip that you'd like just to pass on to the folks who were doing the race with you?
I would just say relax and enjoy it. It's a pleasure and it's a privilege. It's such a gift to be able to be there. Just enjoy the journey. Don't stress your time so much, especially if it's the first one. You're setting a benchmark because you don't just run it once.
No. And you'll end up like you doing 10.
Yes. but above all, enjoy it.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you very much. I say we look forward to seeing you next week. And all the best for Sky on Sunday. Take it nice and easy. Enjoy the scenery.
I will do. Thanks, John.
Have a good restful week, and we'll see you next Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, John.
Thanks. Right, for our second interview tonight, we've got Amanda with us, who has jet-setted back up from England from her busy schedule. And Amanda, it was 7 weeks ago that we did our last little one, and that was after the fling. And so can you just give us a little bit of a feel of how the last 7 weeks have gone for your training for the West Highland Way?
Yeah, okay. I think training's gone pretty well. I'm relatively happy, or as happy as I can be, kind of a week and a half before the race when all the doubts start setting in. But I had a slightly easier week after the fling, as you would probably expect, and then kind of I guess two fairly biggish weeks after that, and then I've been kind of gradually scaling down the miles after that. So I think I'm pretty comfortable with how the miles have gone, how the long runs have gone, and still just kind of keeping things ticking over now, but I think I'm happy.
And that that 2-day run, how did that go, your big one?
It was good. I stayed up at Tynedrum by the way for a couple of nights with kind of a variety of people, so I had always planned it in that weekend, and we did, I think it was five of us ran on the Saturday, and we did timed run to Glencoe and back again. We had a little lunch break in the cafe at the ski centre in the middle. But yeah, that was good. I think it was good to get back on that bit of the route and kind of remember how long some of the slogs up, you know, up onto Rannoch Moor, and then the bit before you drop down into Glencoe. I think that was quite a long march up it, or a longer march up it than I remembered. But it was really good company, good crowd out for the day. So yeah, a long day out. The weather was kind to us. It had been forecast to be pretty grim, but we were actually stayed dry, and it was pretty warm. I think we took jackets off fairly early on, so that was good. A refuel that evening, and then a fairly early-ish bed, and then on the Sunday, Kirsty, Noni and I ran from Glencoe to Fort William. So I think that's about 26 miles. Can't remember. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head here. So again, the conditions were really good. I had been a little bit worried because Noni and Kirsty are much better runners than I am. So I was a little bit worried that I'd be a bit more tired, but it was a really, really good day out. The weather was brilliant. There were loads of people on the way that were, you know, just kind of chatting, and as they do, kind of in awe of us runners that were going past. And actually, I think I felt better on the Sunday than I did on the Saturday, which I was quite surprised at. So we got a little bit wet just as we dropped down into Fort William, just coming down the fire road. But I think we did about, I think it was just over 6 hours, or around about 6 hours for that stretch. And then we just got a taxi back down the road to Glencoe. So yeah, it was good. It was, I guess, a tough weekend, but the legs felt fine, and the only really after effects were kind of tiredness for a few days afterwards. But that kind of really boosted how I was feeling. And that was, as I say, I'd always planned that to be the last big weekend, and I think getting that in the bag kind of nailed it for me, as that was me, you know, I'd done all the hard work then, and kind of that was me not ready, but as ready as I was wanted to be. So yeah, it was good.
And on that 2 days, did you try out your food and your kit? So are you really happy with everything you've got in place?
Yes, broadly. I think I probably said last time I'd had some issues with my calves, and I'd gone and got some Hockers, so I was still kind of wearing them in a little bit. I'd had a couple of runs in them that were kind of, I don't know, maybe, in fact, that first the run on the Saturday, I was getting a wee bit of a rub across my arch, but I think, you know, kind of 5-6 weeks down the line now, having worn them, I think I didn't have them tightened up properly, so I think I was a wee bit loose rolling about in them. So yeah, so I was testing out my shoes. So I ran in the Hockers on the first day, and I ran in my road shoes on the second day. And I think, kind of looking ahead to the race in a week and a half's time, I think that's kind of the shoe combinations I'm going to have. I haven't quite decided what order or what I'm going to wear when, but the Hockers, I think, I'm settling into them better now, but I want to have the my road shoes there as an alternative, because I know I'm pretty comfortable running in them, even though they're probably not the right shoe for me in terms of long term, you know, because I'm needing something with a bit more stability. But having done a lot of runs in them, I kind of need that comfort factor as well.
Are the road shoes are more comfortable than the Hokas?
They're not necessarily more comfortable, but I've been running in them for a number of years. Not necessarily that pair specifically, but I'm just kind of hesitant in that the furthest I've run in the Hokas is the 36 miles, so I don't want to say I'm going to run the full race in them in case I get to 40 miles and they're you know, they're giving me a bit of a rub. So I'm gonna have multiple options just to keep my crew amused.
Yeah, I must admit, I would say from say Bridgewalkie onwards, the Hokers come into their own. Because those rocky paths and the descent down into Glencoe, down into Kinlochleven, and down into Fort William, that's what they're made for. And certainly running on the Larrick Moor, all those rocks. I've run in Innovates and Hokers, and I really love the Hokers on that ground because you just don't feel the rocks in the same way.
And I think certainly going up over the cobbledy bit onto Rannoch Moor, I think you could really notice the difference in the comfort in them there. So so hopefully they'll work out fine on the day. But other than that, the rest of the kit is kind of I've been wearing pretty much the same stuff for the last few months, so that's all good to go. I've ventured into shorts now. The weather has heated up a little bit, so that's probably my main concern in terms of weather. But the shorts are good, the compression calf guards are good, the socks are good, the backpack I think is I'm happy with that. I have just bought a waist pack as well, just because I like to last minute panic buy everything, so bought myself a little waist pack which I've had a couple of runs with, which I'm kind of thinking I'll maybe try on a couple of the, or maybe the first stretch from Mogai up to Drimmen, where I might not need to carry as much stuff because the crew will be there, fairly accessible. So, and food wise, I've pretty much stuck to similar things throughout, and hopefully that'll all work out for me on the day. I think I'm probably going to throw a few random things in for on the day. I've not really been trying anything hot or soupy particularly, but I think. My car will be full of options.
Excellent. So I say the race is 10 days away, and so what are your plans between now and next Friday, in the sense of running and work? And have you got an easy week, or what's the plan?
I'm going to try not to panic. Oh. I've been through a few moments of panic, but I think I'm fairly calm at the moment. Hopefully, so work-wise, hopefully that's things quietened down now. I've been away for the last couple of days, and I, as far as I know, I'm not going anywhere else between now and the race. I've got the Thursday and Friday next week off, so I'm going to use that as an excuse for not going anywhere at the start of next week, certainly, so hopefully that's all fine. I've had a couple of runs at the start of this week, just in the morning, because we've got a dog, so he likes to get a run in the morning. So just dropped the mileages back, taking it nice and easy, trying not to get too overexcited, trying to get to my bed early. So short runs, lots of sleep, apart from last night when we were working quite late, but I'll be catching up on that over the weekend. Saturday, I'm probably not going to do any more than about 10 miles, I don't think, but kind of see how I feel. And then maybe a short run Monday, Tuesday, and then nothing after that. Try and lie about a bit. I've got another massage booked for Sunday. I had one Sunday there, and I was quite, my back was all sore, so I got my back worked on for a change. So I'm going back this week to get a final pummeling of the legs, so that'll be me good to go.
Is that with someone you know?
It's a chap in Bridge of Allen, because unfortunately I can't massage myself, which would have been would have been the ideal. But it's a guy who trained at the same massage school that I trained at, so I've been seeing him for probably the best part of a year now, so he kind of knows what to look for and knows which bits of me work and don't work, and I've had good results from the treatments that he's given me so far, so there'll be no worry about any after effects or how I might feel or any stuff like that. So should all just be fine.
Good. Now, I just want to ask you about next Friday, because I just interviewed Fiona and she's done the race 9 times. So she's got a good sort of pattern of what she does. And in the last podcast, I shared a little bit about what I tend to do on a Friday. So have you thought about how you're going to plan that day out? Because I think one of the challenges of this race, besides the distance and all the other things, is the fact that it starts at 1 o'clock in the morning. So you've got that whole Friday to kill, to deal with, to sort out. So have you thought about how you're going to use it?
A little bit, but now that you've told me it's in the last podcast and Fiona's told you what she does, I'm going to listen to those. And, you know, Fiona's got to be getting it right if this number 10. So, the thinking I've had so far is that, well, having Thursday and Friday off work, I'm just going to try and rest as much as possible. Ideally, have a little disco nap in the afternoon if I can without upsetting my nighttime sleep too much. I need to get my kit packed. I'm kind of avoiding at the moment trying to start doing any packing, because I know if I start packing it now, I'll just have to unpack everything next week and repack it again. So, just kind of taking things easy, making sure I'm eating properly and drinking plenty of fluids. I've got a room booked in the Premier Inn or whatever the wee hotel is in Mulgay. So haven't quite decided what time to head over there yet, but from listening to previous podcasts and blog posts from before, I don't want to be one of those people that's kind of pacing about for an hour and a half in the car park before the race starts and losing all my adrenaline and wasting energy that way. So yeah, I need to have a little think about when I want to register, and I think maybe register early and then go for another lie down and then turn up in time for the briefing and some hellos before setting off. So By next week, I'll have a plan.
Yeah. No, I think that sounds sensible. But I think you've got two choices: either register early and then go back somewhere and rest for a bit, or register a bit later, you know, 11:30 or so, and then basically you're just waiting around. I think the worst thing is that if you register about 10, and then you've got 3 hours of just hanging around, and if you've got nowhere to go, that's a long time just to be... actually pacing around. Whereas if you have got somewhere to stay, it might be worth it registering as soon as you can and then go back and just chill out for a while.
Because otherwise you're going to get caught up in, you know, I imagine it's going to be very exciting and there'll be lots of stories and lots of, you know, hugs and people to see at the start, but I imagine you could quite easily spend those 3 hours talking to everybody. And
I would say the first year I did it, I wasted a lot of nervous energy by chatting and talking and standing around. Whereas after that, I made sure I just sat somewhere quiet, whether it was in the car or just kept myself to myself. Because as you say, it's a long way. And if you waste a lot of energy just standing around chatting, it's not the best preparation.
Yeah, and as you say, for starting at 1 o'clock in the morning, I haven't done any training runs starting at 1 o'clock in the morning, so that's the kind of unknown factor at the moment. And I like sleep, so
I know. I found the amazing thing is that once it does get light, and it'll get light by 3:30, 4 o'clock, so a few hours into the race, it's amazing. It just lifts your spirit. Even when I was at, you know, the Hardmoor's race I did a few weeks ago, that started at 8 in the morning, so it was 14 hours in before it got dark, and that was a tough time going through the night. But when it got light, it's amazing how it just everything just looks better that you can see and you get into that light. So yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah, you've done all the work, so that's good.
Nice sunrise as we climb over Connick. Yes. That'll be fine.
Yeah. I remember the first year people saying to me, oh, it's really nice as you climb Connick and the sun's coming up and it's a really lovely. And the first 2 or 3 years I did it, the cloud was so low and mist that I didn't see a thing. So I'm hoping it'll be nice for you.
I think the forecast's looking all right. So.
Is it? Good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit too hot, but...
Yeah, it's the extremes you want to avoid, isn't it? You don't want it too hot or too cold. So, you know, somewhere in the middle would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think cold would be easier to deal with because we get a lot of practice of running in the cold. We don't get so much practice running in the heat. So
that's right, definitely. Okay, so you've got your Friday thoughts together, and you'll have a bit more about that. So what about your race plan? Have you got clear goals of what you're after? Have you got splits in mind? Are you going to run by feel? What's the plan?
Yes, the plan is to finish.
Good.
And that is currently the only plan. I've put some rough splits together for my crew, which I might have another little look at, but my gut feel at the moment is that I'm not gonna run to splits. I'm just gonna run how I feel, because with this being my first time, I don't want to be putting any unnecessary pressure on myself. Or, you know, I have an idea how long it might take me to get from Mulgai to Drummond, but if all of a sudden it takes me half an hour longer, I don't want to be there, you know, 3 hours into the race beating myself up that I'm half an hour behind my schedule, and then, you know, it could be a long, sorry 20, 30 hours after that, kind of giving yourself a kicking and never able to catch that time up. So I'm sticking to the 28-hour aspiration is what I've been telling everybody. I did have it's going to sound really lame, but I had a dream a few days ago that I did it in 27 hours. I know that's not a massive difference, but it was quite a vivid dream. So whether that's going to come true or not, I don't know. But yeah, I think just to finish and to feel, well, I don't know if feeling good will be the thing of it, but to try and enjoy it as I go through it, and as I say, not put any additional pressure on having to hit time goals or expectations. I don't want to hang about in the checkpoints any longer than necessary, so I've said to my crew, you know, try and feed me, change me, do what needs to be done, but, you know, ideally keep me moving, keep me going, and hopefully not lose any time that way. And then, yeah, just see how we go, see when we get to the end.
Yeah, it's looking forward to following your progress. So we've been asking you to give a sort of mark out of 10 for your current state of fitness, and I think you started about 7 maybe, so are you up to the 10, do you think?
I think I'm at 9 3/4.
Oh, well, excellent. That's as good as you can get.
Later in the week I'm kind of ready for it. I almost wish it was now, and that was, you know, this is the worst, but you know, it's getting so close now that you can almost touch it. But I think I'm broadly ready. So 9 3/4, so little quarter to get over the next week once everything's done and dusted, and that'll be 10 on race day.
Good. Well, I know over the last few months when we've done this, I've been really impressed with the way you've stuck to your program, that you've fitted it in. I know you had one or two wobbles, didn't you, when you got a bit of an injury and you lost a little bit of time, but I think you've picked that up again. You had a great fling, good training week. So you must be going in with a lot of confidence that you're going to be able to accomplish what you've set out to do.
Yeah, I think not as much confidence as I wouldn't say I'm a necessarily overly confident person, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
It's gonna get done.
Yes, excellent. Well, thank you so much for doing these. It's been really interesting just following your progress. And over the weekend, I'd like to maybe just get a quick one before the race, maybe at Mulgai if we can. And certainly afterwards, just try and catch up with you just to get a feel of how it went, either on the prize giving or maybe the week after, whatever. So it'll be good to do a little review of how the race went.
If it's at the prize giving, I'll just be crying. So.
Oh, will you? Okay. Excellent. Well, all the best for this next week. I hope you can get lots of rest and get to that start line ready to race.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Cheers, John.
Okay, for our third interview for this podcast, we're back with Johnny. And again, just similar questions, really, that I've been asking Fiona and Amanda just about training. So thanks for doing this, Johnny. And the race is now 9 days away. It's Thursday evening now, early evening. And so just want to just get your thoughts on what you've been doing over the last few weeks. The last time we spoke was the 30th of April. So you'd had a cracking fling, which was went very, very well, under 10 hours. And you had a great run. And so can you just give us a bit of a feel on how things have gone over the last 7 weeks or so, and particularly with your plans for your longer two-day run?
Yeah, after the fling, just took it easy and had a couple of wee runs, and I felt fine on them. And then over the next week or so, I started to feel my knee. During the fling race and during a lot of the training, after a couple of hours, I tend to feel a bit of pain in my knee. And it was the same in the fling, but I felt as if it didn't get any worse. And then a week or so after the fling, I could really feel this pain in my knee, and was a wee bit apprehensive going into, you know, so that, what was that, be 4 weeks after the fling, I did the big back-to-back. So I did Balmaha to Inveroran, just past the Bridge of Orkney. And then the second day was from there up to Fort William. So it was going to be, the plan was to do a 43-mile and then 33, would that be right? Yep. And then when I started right on the first day, just after an hour, I felt my knee and I thought, oh, this isn't good. You know, it usually holds off longer than that before I start to feel it. And when I did the fling in other races, it was just a constant pain, but this was gradually getting worse. So I ended up after Ben Glass, I was struggling big time and walking a lot of sections. And when I got to before the big gate at Crane Larach, then I phoned Frances, who was going to be heading up. She was going to run with me the second day, so she was going to stay the night with me. And I cut it short that day by 12 miles, and she picked me up just at the road crossing before Ochtertyre. So I was struggling going down all the hills and that, and I was really worried about how the second day was going to go, but we'd committed to doing this, and I didn't really want to pull out, so I felt by cutting it short by 12 miles I'd saved myself enough for the second day. And I just hoped I could get through the second day. Francis had made the effort to get up there, and we'd booked a bed and breakfast in Inveroran and things, so so we just went with it. The next morning was a real struggle. Getting going right across Rannoch Moor was tough going, but I was really, I enjoyed doing that section. I'd only ever done Randy sections, doing it from north to south. So trying to work out splits and trying to, you know, get my head round the route and things like that was really good. So I did enjoy that part of it, but really struggling big time with the pain. Started off in one knee and ended up paining both knees. But I got running later on. Once we get through Glencoe, we caught up with a couple of runners and we ran along with them. And up over the Devil's Staircase, I was fine walking up hills. It was just running and running on the downhills especially. So I got there going again, we eventually got to Fort William, not in a great time, but when I actually looked at some of the splits, and I had splits that John had done for a 21-hour schedule, so on the second half, I wasn't too far out in a lot of these splits, and considering how much walking I was doing and how bad I was feeling, that filled me with a bit of confidence, thinking, you know, that this section is going to be a struggle and I'm going to be struggling, but my biggest concern when I finished was how well I'm going to recover. You know, it's only 4 weeks now. And I waited for a week after that before I did my first run, because I was still could feel it. And even when I'm driving and sitting positions, then feels as if my knee's burning. But a week later, I tried to do a run and I couldn't even do 2 miles, just over 2 miles. I had to stop and finish the run there. But I went to see physio, and I've been getting a lot of massage and working on legs. And over the last few days, I've done a couple of 5 mile runs, and I'm feeling very, very sluggish. But the pain's certainly easing off, and I think it's manageable now. So I'm starting to feel a wee bit more positive going into the race. I've not certainly done what was on the training plan. I've hardly done, you know, any of the runs that I'd planned, but I know that I've got the fitness level after the fling, and even just doing a few runs is just going to be enough to keep things ticking over, and just trying to manage my wee injury just now, and hopefully get that to lessen as much as possible before the big day next Saturday, a week Saturday.
Okay, obviously that's a little concern, but I know we've talked about that and hopefully it'll be fine. It's funny, sometimes you'll find that the thing you're worried about is fine on the day and something else hurts. But I'm sure, you know, you seem to be managing that sensibly. Just wanted to ask you, on that two-day run, did you just get everything sorted out with your kit? I know you were talking about what shoes to wear and whether to change, as well as nutrition, food and drink. Did you practice and do you feel quite comfortable with everything you've got in place for the race?
Yeah, the shoes, I did think about changing shoes, but no, I'm sticking. I've got one pair of shoes, and even after a lot of the big runs I've done, I've never had any bother with my feet or any problems, I probably will feel the stones a wee bit more in the last section, but no, I'm going to stick with what's comfortable and what works for me, so I'm not going to change. I'll have standby shoes and my hawkers there in case there is you know, something disastrous happens, or I feel as if, you know, that might be a good idea on the day. But no, I think the plan A is just to run in the shoes I've got. On the back-to-back run, I tried a few different things to eat, nutrition wise.
Some more samosas?
No, I've moved away from them. I've got peri peri chicken breasts. So I was munching on them, and I liked that. So, I tried a few different things. So, yeah, I've got a whole variety of stuff, because that was one of the things I think I said after the fling was I felt as if I needed more variety and I was getting fed up eating the same things. So, you know, I'll have a whole whole variety of different flavours and spices and stuff going on. So I'll keep things, as I said, for the last, and for any tough sections, any wee food I'm looking forward to. But, you know, I can pretty much eat anything. And nutrition-wise, I ran with one water bottle and one with energy drink, and that worked out a lot better for me. Consciously carrying two full water bottles, so at certain times when I knew I could get refills and things like that further up, then I wouldn't completely fill water bottles just to keep the weight down a wee bit. There was no sense in running with two full water bottles. But just to have that difference of having plain water to drink and then having the nutrition one, and that worked well. So, no, it was all good. I tried the wee headband, the buff, yeah. So, and I thought it was too much material on that, so I cut it in half, and it worked fine. Yeah, I've never wore anything on my head before, so that worked great for catching the sweat and then dipping it in the rivers and keeping me cool. So that's one of the things that, you know, I'm not so sure about if it's really hot day and how I'm going to cope with that, but I'll just take it as it comes. On the fling day, it was perfect weather. We had a bit of rain. It was nice and cool, and had a great run. But it'll be a different challenge if the weather's really hot.
Yeah. Now, in your race pack, you will get a West Harlem Way buff, and you're not allowed to cut that in half, okay? So the race is, 9 days away. So what are your plans for the next week or so, in the sense of, are you going to run? What have you got in place to get ready for the race?
Yep, I just had a big massage yesterday, so I was told not to run for a couple of days after that one. It was quite deep and quite painful, but no, I'm just trying to take things easy that way. But running, I'll do a couple of small runs just to try and keep things ticking over. When I was doing a couple of small runs recently, I just felt quite sluggish, but so hopefully that'll go away a wee bit, but I know that's nothing to worry about either. I've felt like that before, even on training weekends and the lead up to that. Just getting things prepared now. I've started making notes of kit that's to be organised, and making wee notes and printing stuff off for my support team and things. So I want to be as organised as possible even before the Thursday, and have... Again, I'm stealing old John's ideas. I'm using boxes and labelling things and all this, but no, it's all good tips and all makes sense. have all my food. I'm going to do lists of what food I'm going to have at each checkpoint for my support team as well. Yeah, just getting all that organised, and I'm again following John's advice. I'm able to take the Friday off before the race, so I'll just have a wee chill out day.
I'll come on to it.
Okay. Okay.
I think it will be good to try and get everything ready. I must admit, it was funny because myself and Katrina stayed with you on the Friday night before the fling, and it was quite interesting watching you at about 10:30 at night, still putting your drop bags together. Hopefully you'll get that ready in time. I did want to ask you just a bit more about the Friday, because I think one of the challenges of this race is that it starts at 1 in the morning. And I think that's quite a difficult time to start a race, in the sense that you've got all day Friday. I was asking Amanda and Fiona about what they plan to do. So what are your plans? You're saying you've taken the day off. So what's your plan to do on that Friday to make sure you get to the start line as fresh as possible?
I need to hide from Frances anyway. As soon as she sees me sitting about, she'll be giving me jobs to do. So you'd mentioned that, Amanda or was it?
Fiona
was sitting watching all the video. I like the idea. I never really take much time and sit and watch
film. The Lord of the Rings.
I don't know if I could do that, but I've got loads of 24 recorded and things like that in the new series, so I've never had a chance to sit and watch them. So yeah, it might be a wee day just watching a bit of television, and just try to stay off my feet as much as possible, try and get a wee nap during the afternoon. Again, I'm quite good at just being able to do that, just switch off and just go to sleep to order. So
You're feeling laid back, aren't you?
Yeah. So I'm sure I'll manage a few hours sleep in the afternoon, and then get up and probably aim to sit off about 11 o'clock or so.
Good. Okay. So you've had a great 6 months of training. You've built up well. You had a great fling. You've had a good 2 day run. Obviously, the knees is the only issue maybe working against you a little bit, but I think you're dealing with that, and you know that's going to be fine. 1 o'clock, Saturday morning, 21st of June, you're on the start line. What's your plan for the race? Have you got splits in mind? Have you got a sort of clear strategy of what you want to do?
Yeah, I loved running to the splits, and that really worked for me in the fling. Going from... you know, doing a fling 53, I did a 65 mile one last year, but it's a huge jump up to 95, so definitely going to work with the splits and have that broken down into the wee mini splits and working the sections. That really helped me be more positive and break it into manageable chunks. So I'm going with a 21 hour plan. I've worked out timings for that, and I'll go through it again just to make sure, but I think that's going to be a good challenging time for me, and it's difficult. I've not run that distance, and it's difficult trying to do splits and work out something that's realistic and something that's going to be challenging and something that's not going to be too easy. So I think that 21 hours, it could be, if everything goes right on the day, and if my knees aren't too bothering me too much, and nutrition works, and everything else, so I think that could be. So I'm just going to have that one plan. If I don't make the 21 hours, if I'm slower, then that's fine. If I have a stormer and I can get sub 21, then fantastic. But I'm going to use those cards. If the timings go out the windows, I'll just work to what distances are on the cards and look at breaking that into wee chunks and just not bother so much about the timings, and maybe do a wee analysis after the race of what timings I got. But just focus on each wee chunk and getting through it. So yeah, 21 hours is what I'm hoping to do, but get into the unknown, so we'll see how it goes.
I think obviously I enjoy having my targets. I found in the Hardmoors race a few weeks ago I had my targets, but the thing which I realised you can't control is the weather and the conditions, so if the weather's bad, then you do have to adjust your time. So if it's a really hot day, you may find you're a half an hour slow. If it's a really cold, wet, miserable day, then you might have to adjust a little bit. Yeah. But We certainly wish you all the best, Johnny. I'm looking forward to supporting you for the first half to Roald Dennen and then hand it over to Francis and Joe. And it's going to be great just to see how things go and to follow your progress throughout the day. The last thing I want to ask you was, we've been checking on where you feel your fitness is at on a scale of 1 to 10. And I think you started around about 7 or so. So where would you put yourself with just 9 days to go before the race?
I felt great up to the fling, and then the only wee things that niggle, but certainly fitness-wise, I think I've done all the training that I should have done. The wee runs I've missed between now and when I did the fling, then I'm not really bothered about them. I know that I wouldn't have improved my fitness much anyway. So, I think this race has came at a good time, and it's the training I've done this year has been it's been a great wee training plan. So I've probably done as much as I could do. The only wee question mark is how my knees are going to feel in the day, but I'm just going to load up with painkillers and just go for it. But the only question mark is my knees, but I think fitness-wise, I would say I'm ready as I can be. Maybe next year, with this experience under my belt and things like that and different training, but I might do better. But as far as this year goes, I've done as much as I can. So, yeah, I've got to say I'm at a 10 now. I've got to try and be positive as well. So, yeah, I'm there, I'm ready, and I'm just waiting to go. Looking forward to it. And it was funny, John mentioned the support team. We had a wee meeting with John and Katrina and Francis and Joe, and it was hearing them all chatting about it, and it's just all this is centred around me. It was kind of a strange experience to think that all this organisation and all this planning for all these times and everybody involved in this, and it was just all about me. It's a wee bit strange, so I'm quite liking it. I'm going to take advantage of that and get them running about after me. That'd be good. Yeah. It'll be great to have John on the day as well. John's been good support and great advice through all this, and to have John up to Roald Dennen will be a wee bonus. So looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you very much, and we wish you all the best for next Saturday, and look forward to following your progress. And hopefully I'll try and catch up with you as well at the prize giving. I'd like to do a follow-up podcast just with everybody to see how you all got on, so we can see your progress. So all the best, and thanks for doing these podcasts over the last few weeks and months.
Right, thanks, John.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this latest West Highland Way Race podcast. The race is now just over 7 days away, 8 days away, whatever it is, 7 and a bit. Just recording this at 4:45 on Friday night. So this time next week, people will be making their way to Mulgay and getting ready to register from 9 o'clock onwards, with the race starting on the Saturday at 1 o'clock in the morning. So I hope that you found this helpful. It's been quite interesting just chatting with Fiona, who's done the race 9 times, about her preparation, and then with Johnny and with Amanda, who are doing the race for the first time. And then as well, we've been following Matt. So I'm particularly looking forward to seeing how those four get on next week, and also everybody else who's taking part in the race. I think we're pretty well bang on 200 now. Someone else just dropped out today, sadly. So we maybe just dipped under, but there might be one or two more just coming in the last week. You never know. So it'll be interesting to see how many start the line next week. As I say, I'm looking forward to the race from a support point of view. My role has changed a little bit over the last few days, in that initially I was going to go to the finish after starting the relay off at Tynedrum at 12, but we're now heading up to Llandafra, and we'll be looking after the checkpoint there for the afternoon and evening and into the morning. So quite looking forward to doing that, actually. Should be good fun. Caroline is going to come and join us as well. Once she's done the relay, she's going to come up and give us a hand. So Katrina, myself and Caroline will be at Llandafra. So we look forward to seeing you there. It's always a good post, that. It's the last sort of mini checkpoint. It's not a chip checkpoint or anything, but it's always nice to see folks at there. We'll see if we can get a fire going and various other things. and then hopefully cheer you on your way with just about 7 miles to go in the race. It'd be quite fun to see that checkpoint right throughout the whole day. I assume the leaders must be going through sort of early afternoon, and then the last ones probably to finish by 12 on Sunday. You probably need to be there by sort of 9, half 9, I would imagine, to get in time to finish in the 35 hours. So it's quite a be quite a long time there, but it'll be interesting to see everyone coming through. So if you're doing the race, we'll see you at the start. We'll see you one or two places along the way. And then we'll definitely see you at Llandovera with, just that 7 miles to go or so. So I hope you're feeling good and looking forward to this last week. Just try and relax as much as you can, get as much rest as you can, make sure all your kit's ready, make sure you've got your food done, all your lists, all everything needs to be done. Make sure you do it before Friday so everything's ready to have a nice relaxed Friday and then start the race on the Saturday morning. So thanks again for listening to this. I will try and do some clips during the actual race. I was thinking about this, and it'd be quite fun just to chat to one or two people, particularly the folks who have been following over these past few months, and definitely at the prize giving, just to be able to get a sense of how folks have done. So enjoy the last week, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday at Mulgai. I'm going to finish with another quote from Wombat Fitness, and this one was quite apt, actually. It's by a guy called Joel Brown. The only thing that stands between you and your dream is the will to try and the belief that it is actually possible.